Okay, item D is their 2013-15 operations and capital budget proposal approval. This is also a decision. Director Anderson, you want to lead us?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. Owen Rowe is here to lead the commission through this conversation.
Good morning. This is Owen Rowe, the department's budget officer. I sent out a summary of changes since the August 3rd commission meeting in Olympia, where I made a presentation on our package for the 13 supplemental as well as 13-15 biennial budget. Primarily, it is a maintenance level package. Just looking at the cost of doing business moving forward, looking at the constraints on GFS and other spending. In the state's budget. The major changes are in the fire costs. We've had a much higher fire costs in last fiscal year, also projected forward in fiscal year 13 than we have in previous years. These are bills that we have to pay DNR. We don't have any choice. The increase has gone from $672,000 to $1.7 million. And then we've also changing our boating safety enforcement request. We got some significant pushback from OFM and the boater community on that. We're going to continue to move forward working with the stakeholders, but at this point it appears that it's not ripe. And we have working with the enforcement program currently to change that package to secure some additional ALEA resources to support the GUI duck protection efforts. That we've gotten some support with DNR in the past, and Chief York's working with DNR staff to work on that request. So those are the major changes from my presentation on the 3rd.
Questions from the commission?
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Commissioner Smitten.
Could we have a quick summary of the increase in costs? I heard the one for a fire, but I didn't hear for the others. And what that gives us is a final net for a capital budget request.
This is the operating budget request. The major changes are in wildfire season costs. We've gone up about $1 million there. And there's so our current request for general fund state for both the 13 supplemental and the 13-15 biennial budget is about $7 million. Again, these are the maintenance level packages primarily with the exception of the boating or the GUI duck enforcement request.
And then, Mr. Vice Chair, this bill again is when you're complete with your conversation with Owen, then Bill Phillips will be prepared to walk through the capital budget part of this agenda item.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up an issue that we discussed during our last enforcement committee meeting, and I haven't raised this before, so I wanted to make sure that the whole commission heard about this too. This isn't specifically raised in the operating budget packet that we were presented with, but evidently is an issue that will be included in the budget package. We heard during the enforcement committee meeting that the legislative packet that will be reviewed this coming session will include addition of deer and elk conflict specialist positions. And I wanted to explain the importance of those positions. There's been for many, many years concern that we've considered and discussed about the growing gap between the enforcement workload and enforcement staffing. Back in 2007, we had a very thorough report analysis done, and what we were told was we have about only half the officers we would need to fully carry out the workload on the program. So in order to improve the efficiency and the use of our officers, the commission and the director at that time established deer and elk conflict specialist within the wildlife program that would handle the problems that had formerly been handled by enforcement officers. And that has worked really well. We in the enforcement committee would like to reaffirm that direction taken by the department to improve the efficiency and the use of officers by transferring the deer and elk conflict issues from the enforcement program to the wildlife program. And evidently, the proposed packet calls for the addition of 3 more deer and elk conflict specialists in regions 1 and 2. The enforcement committee asked the commission to strongly support the addition of these specialist positions.
And Commissioner Wecker, that was your understanding of part of the legislative package moving forward?
That's right. That was my understanding. But I think the chief is still there. If he can clarify.
Wildlife conflict package in the operator budget.
There isn't Chief Bjork, or Director Anderson, could you give us any feedback on Commissioner Wecker's discussion?
No.
We're talking about that here just for a moment, Mr. Vice Chair. We certainly talked about that issue in our senior staff as we brought this package together. To the best of my knowledge, we do not have that specifically spelled out in our operating budget. Hang on just one. If you could give me just 1 second here.
Sure.
We've had conversations certainly between the enforcement program and the wildlife program on this matter. We don't have anything that's specific in the operating budget that creates these positions or funding for these positions in our operating budget that's before you. And David Giglio may have an additional piece of information.
Just for historical context, members of the commission, we did ask for this item in an operating budget request the last 2 years, but we do not have that in our package right now. But you have seen that request before. We have moved it to the governor's office twice, and both times it was not included in the governor's budget.
Is that still the consensus that strategically wouldn't be appropriate at this time to request support in these positions in this operating plan?
I think at this point in time, we are holding off on that request while we continue to do an analysis of the composition of the wildlife account, where the fee revenue is coming from, how it's being used, and then we'll be looking at a comprehensive look at our fees and sustainability of the wildlife account, and then we may see some movement in this front, but it probably will be a year or two out while we wrap up that type of analysis. I think that's the path we're on right now.
Any other questions or comments on the operating budget? Okay, we will. Bill Phillips, you want to continue on with the capital portion?
Okay. Are we ready? Okay. Okay, for the record, my name is Bill Phillips. I'm the Assistant Director for Capital Asset Management Program. I'd like to start by saying good morning, listeners. It's a pleasure to speak with you again. We had the opportunity late yesterday to send out an update of where the capital budget sets, a summary of the capital budget. I sincerely hope that everybody received a copy, but if not, my plan is to walk you through the changes rated in the summary. So I'll start at the top and just work my way down. The first change that we implemented in the layout of the budget was to move the Wooten Wildlife Area floodplain improvements up priority. As we talked about at the last commission meeting, our intent to do that. The other thing that we have done is we've actually reduced the amount of total requests for that project from about $30 million down to $21 or $22 million. What I'd like to point out is that this just illustrates the continued refinement that we continue to make on these projects as we move closer to the submittal dates to the governor's office. The second change that we've made was that we changed the number for the Wallace River Hatchery Intakes Project. Further investigation of that site indicates that we have significant drainage problems and we're actually seeing undermining of the existing asphalt ponds, which tells us that we need to move forward rapidly in master planning and replacing some of the major components of that facility. So that number has actually been increased in totality from 6.3 to about $11 million over a two-year biennium process. The request going into the 13-15 biennium for that particular project has gone up from $600,000 to $1.2 million, essentially to represent the additional costs associated with master planning and designing a much larger project. The third significant change was that at the Deschutes Hatchery, we originally showed that project being constructed over two biennia. What we have since done is spread that out over three biennia. The request for the 13-15 biennium, however, has not changed. What we have done is taken the future request in the 15-17 and spread that out over two biennia, so the project would thus stretch into the 17-19 biennium and show a three-phase project. The last changes are probably the most significant. The first one is an additional request for $2 million in 13-15 biennium for Lake Rufus Woods fishing access. It also shows a $1 million request for the 15-17 biennium for a total of $3 million. This project is one that you saw when we submitted our request for the supplemental about a year ago. It's related to an agreement or a memorandum of understanding between the state and the Colville Tribe related to providing access to the north shore of Lake Rufus Woods. It's one that's come up a couple times, and it's imperative that we continue to at least make the request to the governor's office. The final project is the Puyallup Hatchery renovation. This is a new project. You haven't had the opportunity to see this one yet. What we're facing is significant deterioration of the infrastructure of that facility. What we're looking at, working with Fish Program, is to try to go in and make significant improvements, retrofit to the facility for a total of $7.2 million spread over two biennia. What I have recommended to the agency that we request in the first biennium, the 13-15 biennium, is $1.2 million to allow us to begin design, master planning, the pre-design activities, and start the permitting before we ever turn over a shovel full of dirt. $6 million shows up in the 15-17 biennium, which would be the normal follow-on to an appropriately designed and planned facility. The total request for the 13-15 biennium now reflects $82.6 million, where when we met a couple weeks ago, it was $83.1 million. So we're actually showing about a $500,000 reduction in the 13-15 biennium request. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions from the commissioners?
No questions here.
Commissioner Jennings?
I said no questions here.
Okay. Bill, this is Gary Duvia, and the Puyallup $7 million renovation project, is this the same Puyallup hatchery we were going to lease out?
Yes, it is.
Have we given up on the opportunity to have a private-public project on that hatchery where we can outsource that $7 million to the other part of the lease arrangement with us?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Bill. I think it's fair to say that our opportunity to lease that facility to a private company that would be a long-term lease that would include the lessees taking on the capital improvements that are needed for that facility at its present production capacity, not even thinking about what types of capital improvements would be needed to or upgrades and improvements would be needed to increase the production of that facility is not a realistic option for us. However, that said, there is a strong coalition of community interests in Puyallup, including the Puyallup tribe, that are interested in discussing a partnership with them that would have some cost sharing with it, probably from an operating perspective, and no details on that yet. But we're pursuing those conversations with that kind of group of loosely held, group of community and members, the tribe, the city of Puyallup. That doesn't have a lot of shape yet, but as we discussed and considered the option of leasing that to a private company, that coalition of interests came together pretty quickly and really got serious about assisting us in further development of that facility. But I don't think that it's a possibility that they would be in a position to take on the costs associated with the needed repair of the facility to keep it operational.
Wasn't the initial potential leasee going to invest that that remodeling renovation costs at their expense?
The option that and discussion that never did was never completed as we discussed it, that we would be being paid in fish the value of the fish and therefore the number of fish would be incrementally increased over a period of 10 years to get us to a point where we were getting a number of fish whose value would be comparable to a percentage of the current appraised value of the facility and the property. That would have put then that, and this would have been likely a long-term, perhaps as long as 50-year type of lease under which those conditions would have put the private company in a position to make those kinds of investments, you know, through a business plan that obviously would have been a profitable type of business plan. That, again, that as you know, that approach raised significant concerns from city officials, from Pierce County officials, from the Puyallup tribe, from community members, and instead they are pursuing through this kind of coalition of interests, working with us in a manner that they could help contribute to the operation of the facility, as well as enhancing some of the educational aspects of that facility for the community.
Is the is that potential leasee still willing to enter into that lease that we had proposed?
Well, I have not had a specific conversation with that potential lessee about that, about this matter in a number of months. I think when they saw the level of concern and pushback to the idea that they would lease that facility, and that they were also going to be, if they did so, would be relying on some of those governmental entities to provide them permits for the continued operation and increase the production and of that operation, they began to back away pretty quickly, understanding that the risks and the liabilities associated with moving into an arrangement like that, where you had such a strong negative sentiment in the community and the governmental entities that they would have to be dealing with over a long period of time, their interest in pursuing that faded pretty quickly when the level of concern came from that, from those groups. So I guess that's a long way of saying, no, I don't think they're continuing to do that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I empathize with the $7 million goodwill we are going to be sharing with the community now because we didn't put that lease together. So,
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes.
Is Commissioner Mankin. Phil, as I recall, there's been concern over the years with productivity of the Puyallup Hatchery and whether it's meeting the goals of the department's hatchery reform policy. And as I recall, and I may be off base on this, there have been proposals to actually close the hatchery down. There are habitat issues associated, I think, with restoration of natural stocks and our hatchery reform policy. Does it really make sense at this point to amplify the issue set forth by Commissioner Duvia? Does it really make sense to pour money into the capital structure and the operating costs of that hatchery in light of those kinds of concerns? Can you bring us up to date on the productivity of that hatchery and its goals to meet our hatchery reform policy, please?
Thanks, Commissioner Mankin. This facility only raises trout. It does not raise any anadromous fish. The Puyallup tribe would like it to, and in particular, they would like it to raise steelhead. But currently, and historically, this facility has raised trout for planting in Western Washington lakes. To fuel our freshwater trout fishery that's very, very, as you know, very, very popular. So,
hello?
Yes?
I'm sorry, you faded out for me. I don't know if you faded out for other people.
Okay, Did I fade out for others? I'm pretty close to the phone here talking pretty loud.
No, you're coming in clear, Phil.
Sorry. Okay. So Commissioner Mankin, that's, as you well know then, as a result of it only raising trout that aren't released and they're not anadromous fish, it really doesn't have any bearing on the facility as it relates to broodstock management, hatchery reform, and those kinds of issues.
But, Director, this is Commissioner Duvia. We came to the conclusion that the Puyallup hatchery had issues relative that maybe we should need to separate our south from it, and for whatever reasons it was. And so we chose to treat it, do a private-public lease kind of a situation. I guess I, too, am not totally clear of why we want to put $7 million plus into it. I totally agree that the freshwater trout is important to us, but I'm wondering if that's the right place to put the $7 million if we have other issues relative to Puyallup hatchery.
Vice Chair Duvia, Commissioner Jennings.
Yes, Commissioner Jennings.
Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sort of seems like where we're at is we recognize this wasn't a wonderful facility. We looked for a lease that would make sense. It didn't happen. We got a lot of community support to keep it operating, and so closing it isn't a real option. And we have a lot of local energy saying this is an important, you know, facility for us for a variety of reasons. So this proposal seems like it's taking advantage of that short, you know, current momentum to actually invest in that infrastructure if we're expected to keep it going for a while.
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Jennings, I think you're spot on. I mean, we out of this $67 million jobs package, we've got about $40 million of that is going into investing into upgrading our hatchery infrastructure. We have similar examples of this kind of need in facilities across the state where we've had this so-called deferred maintenance policy that's put us in a position where we've got a lot of facilities that are in disrepair, and if we're going to have those facilities continuing to raise fish to fuel the, in particular, the recreational fishery, we're going to need to make these types of investments. So we view the Puyallup hatchery as an important facility when it comes to our overall production goals for trout in western Washington, and to be able to have this continue over a significant in order to have this facility continue producing these fish for this important purpose is the reason that we think making this type of a proposal makes sense. We've also been encouraged, frankly, from legislators who supported our jobs bill and this $67 plus million that we currently have to look for other opportunities where we have needs to upgrade hatchery facilities to keep them functional and meeting our production goals. So that is also linked to our thought process in putting this particular one in the package.
Thanks, Director Anderson. Any further questions for Bill?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Mankin again. My concern is just prioritizing. And is there a better way to spend $7 million than to invest it in trout production at the Puyallup hatchery, when there are others out there that we could contract for $7 million worth of fish in the form of trout for our trout fishermen? I'm just concerned about the priority of putting that money into the Puyallup hatchery.
Vice Chair Duvia, Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Mankin, what I think I'm hearing is that if we ask for that $7 million to do what we think is a higher priority, we'd have less likelihood of actually getting that money given to us to do it. But because of the political will we have going for this hatchery, we're trying to strike while the iron's hot to get the investment made now while the attention's still focused there. And so,
yeah, I understand that perfectly, Commissioner Jennings. I understand it very perfectly that this is a political issue, and I'm just bringing forth my concerns about where we're spending this money and whether there are higher priorities, irrespective of the political issue associated with this.
Oh, thank you.
Bill or Director Anderson, is this the question that I too had was this, is the priority, understand the need for the trout fishery and the value of the hatchery, but is and we have a number of hatcheries in need of repair. Is this on the top of our priority list, the hatchery to put that money into?
But Commissioner Duvia, before Phil answers that, I understand this perfectly, and this is a complicated issue that I don't think we need to discuss at this point. I understand where Phil is going with this, and I'm accepting of that.
Okay. Any further questions?
Just one. The information that you have in front of you for our capital projects under major projects, which is on page 2 of your handout material.
I think that's all I got. Was that one?
Is you will see the Puyallup Hatchery renovation is on the bottom of this list, and this list is in a prioritized order. I don't know if that helps, but
okay. All right. Thank you, Director. Any other comments or questions? We need a decision, I believe, on this so we can proceed for the time frame for the budget submission.
Vice Chair?
Commissioner Wecker?
I move to approve the proposed 2013 through 2015 capital budget request as presented.
Commissioner Smitten seconds.
Thank you, Commissioner Smitten. Any further discussion or questions?
Could I ask a question for clarification, please?
Sure. Director Anderson?
I wanted to make sure that I heard the motion correctly, and it was for approval of both the operating and the capital budgets.
No, I proposed approval of the capital budget.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't hear that. Thank you.
Approval of the capital budget has been seconded. Is there any further discussion? We have a motion for approval of the capital budget as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion passed. Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair?
Commissioner Wecker?
Yeah, I did not include the operating budget in my motion because I wanted to preserve the option to consider the wildlife conflict, the deer and elk conflict specialist positions during the next conference call. So I'm prepared to make a motion on the operating budget, but I'd like the commission to allow me and the enforcement committee to have further discussions with the director about the possibility of adding those 2-3 positions to the request to OFM.
Works for me.
Hey, I asked Mr. Vice Chair.
Go ahead, Director Anderson.
Could I ask just a couple of questions?
Certainly.
So the way the discussion went here internally on this particular matter was we had added some additional alternatives to raise money through RAP, and we had had some projections relative to the revenue that we would expect to create by that activity, and we had talked about prioritizing and getting authorization to use the money from that those raffles for this purpose, the wildlife conflict specialists. And as it is playing out, we are not selling the number of raffles, of these raffle opportunities that we expected. And as a result, the revenue we're not getting the revenue from those that we would have used for these positions. And so that's what caused us to back away from including it in the operating budget proposal. If there's additional time needed to further discuss that issue, that's fine. Not objecting to that, but I wanted you to know that while we'd had a lot of conversation about this and the workload between wildlife program and enforcement program as it pertains to damage, wildlife conflict is one that we have been talking a lot about, and this was one of the ways to address the problems that we're currently having. So that's a bit of the background on this and why at one time we had this in the package, and probably why Chief Bjork brought it to the Enforcement Committee, but why it isn't in the package.
This is Commissioner Carpenter. I would just like for a moment, Mr. Vice Chair, weigh in on the Miranda's comments. We had a dinner meeting with Chief and Deputy Chief and the Enforcement Committee, I think, thoroughly believes that we have a shortage of qualified enforcement people in the field, and we want to have a placeholder out there in the future to do all we can to try and shore up that that piece of business that is important to the resource and to the public.
Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. Any further comments or discussion?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
I want to make a motion here so we can move on. We've got a few more important agenda items on the agenda, so I will go forward and make a motion to approve the department's proposed 2013-2015 operating budget request as presented, with the one exception that I'd like to have the opportunity to discuss further options for ensuring support for the deer and elk specialist positions.
Thank you, Commissioner Wecker. We have a motion to approve the 2013-15 operating budget as proposed, subject to an opportunity to revisit the opportunity for conflict specialists. Do I hear a second?
I second it, Commissioner Carpenter.
Commissioner Carpenter seconds it. Do we have additional comments or questions? All in favor of the proposed the motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. Motion pass. Thank you.
Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings.
I need to apologize. Should have looked at the agenda and recognized we'd run past 10. I actually have a conflict, the medical appointment that I'll have to sign off for close to 10 o'clock.
Okay, Commissioner Jennings.